I'm Charles Murphy reporting. Henry County Commissioners approving a bid to replace the floors at the Dallas Townsend Agriculture Center. The low bid, $39,206, goes to Wayne Wiles Floor Covering. Commissioners are allowing residents to use an RV when building a new home. The permit would be for 6 months at a time, with the maximum of 18 months allowed. The commission approved a budget amendment for $50,000 for the supervisor election to upgrade elections equipment and tabulating machines. ES&S is the chosen vendor. Supervisor Sherry Taylor says she was able to return $118,000 to the county in 2025, more than covering this cost.
Because every off year, we don't have elections now, so every odd year, we give back money more than normal. But with this year being an election year, you won't see as much come back. There will still be some that is returned.
In Glade Circuit Court, a lawsuit filed over a mobile home being installed at the Moorhaven Yacht Club. Anthony Latirza and Tony's Mobile Home Installations sued the Moorhaven Yacht Club homeowners and board members after they tried to prevent the mobile home from being delivered and set up on a lot there. The litigation says the Yacht Club Architectural Control Board approved the delivery and installation on April 27th of last year, and Jerry Lindsay and Georg Hartman entered the job site on May 17th, demanding the double wide be removed. The sheriff had to respond and instructed the two men to leave the property and not interfere with the work. The litigation says Lindsay tried to get code enforcement to shut down the installation on May 19th. He also blocked access to the job site allegedly on May 20th, the lawsuit contends. The Glades County Building Department confirmed the trailer had all proper permits and the mobile home passed final inspection on June 6th of 2025. The lawsuit claims Hartman was arrested on May 19th after he struck the plaintiff with a package and threatened him with a firearm. He was charged with aggravated assault and battery. The lawsuit demands a jury trial. The claims are willful misconduct, gross negligence, and breach of duty. Other claims include trespass, interference with business relationships, assault and battery, negligence, and failure to comply with state law. Palm Beach Schools decried tough economic times and possible budget cuts. They're looking at budget shortfalls as student enrollment has declined. They do not want to lay off employees. School board member Erica Whitfield says the district has to adjust.
It's not great. I don't love the idea that we have to go to our principals and say, cut more money, cut more money. But the reality of losing students is something that we have to be willing to engage with. We can't just ignore that this is happening.
Heather Frederick says the district in the past has been generous to its teachers.
When we had the money, we gave it to the teachers, and we gave more than the per student funding increases that we receive from the state.
Marcia Andrews says the priority is retaining jobs.
We're trying to save people's jobs. We haven't laid off any people here in Palm Beach County in a long time. I don't want us to ever have to get to that, but we've got to figure out how to do it.
I'm Charles Murphy, WAFC News.